Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show, presented by X-Golf. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, the Fan's Own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. I know some of you are getting a little wet right now, but the weather is supposed to be improving throughout the day. Should be beautiful tomorrow for mom. So hopefully if you have some golf plans in your future, you can get them in or take them inside to X Golf. Mom might like that as well. Busy weekend as always in the golf world. Signature event on the PGA Tour at Quail Hollow. Xander Schauffele, your leader by four. Heading into the weekend. We will check in there in just a bit. And also peek ahead to next week's PGA Championship with SI.com's Gary Van Sickle. Speaking of the PGA, we were supposed to catch up with our old friend Wyatt Worthington this morning. As we told you last week, Wyatt qualified for the PGA, finishing in the top 25 or in the top 20 of the PGA Professional Championships a week ago. Unfortunately, Wyatt's been big time under the weather all week, still not able to go, but hopefully we'll be well enough to still compete next week down at Valhalla. No matter how good of a weekend you had last week, if you're a golfer, you probably did not have as good of a weekend as our Tim Hall, who spent last weekend at Pebble Beach. Timmy will hop on later and rub it in and tell us all about it. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package to give away this week. Details on that shortly. But we begin this week with our old friend, PGA Professional Director of Golf at Kinsale and Scioto Reserve, Andy Montgomery. Kinsale, along with OSU Scarlet, will be hosting the final stage of U.S. Open qualifying Monday, June 3rd. And Andy, I know you've hosted this in the past, but still, how big of a deal is it for you and for the club?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, you have the opportunity to have some of the best players in the world play your facility, play your golf course. So it's always fun to have that talent around. It's always fun to showcase our golf course. I think our golf course is fantastic, and get some eyes on it from a spectator standpoint, from some local viewers, and nationally from all the players that come in to play it. So it's never a bad opportunity for us to host this event.
Andy, what all goes into hosting? I mean, do you reach out to the USGA? Do they put out feelers? I mean, how does all that work?
Well, I think, yes. So to answer that, yes, we volunteered many years ago through our hat and our name in the ring to host this, probably about 15 years ago. And if you recall, we've hosted the local U.S. Open qualifier, so that's just for, you know, a lot of the young, the college kids and some of the good amateurs around, and even some of the local golf professionals. But from a local level, we've hosted that event at Kinsale off and on over the last 15 years. I'd say like 12 to, you know, maybe 14 times.
Wow.
So in doing that for the USGA, it was kind of a back office handshake deal that it was like, hey, we'll do this, but this is what we really want. So it's helping them to help us. So it's been a great relationship. And, yeah, this will be our third time in the last 8 years hosting it. So we're excited.
Andy, does the USGA like to move things around a little bit? I mean, you've mentioned how many times you've hosted in the past, you know, Wedgewood, the Lakes, Brookside, and Ohio State, like this year, just to name a few. But how much does the USGA like to move this around from year to year?
Well, I think they like some consistency, but some of the area golf courses or as many as they possibly can, because it is a fun event to host. And I think, you know, in spreading it out a little bit, it kind of helps them for other events too. Just like us, when we're hosting that local forum, that local US Open qualifier, you know, I'm not saying we would never host that event, but it also helps knowing that this is the, you know, the carrot, that we get to do every, you know, 4 or 5 years or so. So I think spreading it out is good for them. It's good for the local golf courses. But I also think that when you look at some of these golf courses, there is still some consistency in the ones they go to.
We're visiting with PGA professional Andy Montgomery, director of golf at Kinsale, this morning. Tee to green here on The Fan. And Andy, kind of different this year is, you know, with the Memorial Tournament being a week later on the calendar, this qualifier is now the Monday of tournament week as opposed to the Monday after. I mean, I know you won't know who will be there until we get closer, but might that impact maybe some of the tour guys who might normally be here to qualify?
Yeah, I think we're all in that guessing game right now. We just had a brief preliminary chat with some of the USGA guys actually this week, and I was told, because I asked the same question, what are we going to look like? How's this going to feel? And I was told that 18 of the exempt players that are exempt through the local qualifying have already chose the Columbus site. We didn't know names at that point, but one name that has already said it was, I think, last week on a live press conference was Jason Kokrak. He's from Ohio.
Right.
He already told those guys that he was coming to the Columbus site. So I don't know if that means, you know, all those live guys are coming here, or if it's just some of the guys that have ties back to Ohio. But we know 18 guys that are exempt from local have already chose the Columbus site. So to your point, we really don't know what it's going to look like. I think it's kind of ironic that the largest U.S. Open qualifying site will actually be in Canada this year after that RBC. So it'll be unique. It'll be different. It may switch back next year. Who knows how the tour, changes their events, their event dates. But yeah, we're kind of in limbo. We can't wait to see who it is and how that field plays out.
Well, tell us about the golf course, Andy. You know, how tough does the USGA like to set it up? And I guess how have the guys fared there in previous qualifiers?
Yeah, so, I mean, they like it, obviously, you know, from a golf course standpoint. They obviously chose Kinsale because it is already difficult, whether it's, you know, we make it firm or fast or not. Just the design is a difficult design. So that's probably check mark number one. Number two, yeah, they want it to be like a major championship that we would host at our club for our members, not a major, you know, for the tour, but a major at Kinsale. So, you know, a club championship, a men's invitational, something like that, where, you know, we do have extra prep go into it. So, yes, we want to make it firm and fast. We want to showcase the golf course the best possible way we can. And, you know, quite frankly, over time, it's held its own. We have yet to have a course record shot there. I mean, we've had some of the best players in the world come out and our course record 64, and no one's been able to tie it. So, it holds its own. It doesn't give up a whole lot of birdies, but I don't know in that event too. Are they trying to, you know, pedal to the metal all the time? Or are they just trying to get through? So, it's unique, but the course is definitely held its own. And We want to showcase it, so we definitely want to make it firm, fast, and as difficult as we possibly can.
Andy, you mentioned some of the players who have been there. We had a chance to chat with Max Homa a few years back on a lark when he was there playing Kinsale. You know, just about the golf course. I mean, I know your members love it, but what do some of the tour players who have been there at Kinsale have to say about your golf course?
Yeah, I've heard, you know, and rightfully so, I think I've heard a lot of good things. And the biggest probably was actually one of the guys I just mentioned earlier, Jason Kokrak. He loved it because he hits it a long way, and he goes, it's a bomber's golf course. You know, he can use that distance to set up those approach shots. As you know, Skip, it's a second shot golf course. So if you're really pumping it down there off the tee, having 8-iron, 9-iron wedges into those greens versus, you know, 6-iron and 7-irons is a huge advantage. So I think the guys like it. I mean, I haven't heard any negative feedback, but only positives. You know, golf course has always been in great shape, and they like the layout. So hopefully we get some of those guys to come back.
Andy, I know you've been there a long time. When Kinsale was built, I remember the first year it was opened. I mean, once you got north of Powell Road, there was no traffic at all. That's definitely not the case now. Was there an inclination at the time that it opened that the population explosion would be like it is up in that area? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you know, I'm not smart enough to think that way, but our owner is a real estate developer, so I have to think that he had some doing in that. So, yes, I think he knew what he was doing by putting that right where it was. But you're exactly right. The population is still growing up here. And, I mean, just north of us is still, I mean, we're still building homes by the hundreds. So, yeah, it's been a great spot. It's only going to get better.
Again, Monday, June 3rd, final stage of U.S. Open qualifying at Ohio State and at Kinsale. Andy, for fans who want to stop out that day, where do you recommend they go? And I guess, is there anywhere they can't go?
No, I mean, that's the beauty of this event. It's a very personal event. It's, you know, we only have ropes around the first and 10th tees. They really want that privacy as they're starting and, you know, kind of finishing the rounds there on those nines. But really, you know, they can go anywhere. They're free to walk around the golf course. Obviously, as golfers, you know, the etiquette's there. They don't want them up in their, you know, business asking and talking to them. But at the same point, it's a very intimate setting where guys can be 10 feet off the green and there's only maybe 10 or 15 guys, you know, that are right there watching. So it's a very cool opportunity to watch some good golf.
PGA professional and director of golf at Kinsale and Scioto Reserve, Andy Montgomery. Andy, we always appreciate your time. We look forward to seeing you up there at Kinsale for the qualifier on June 3rd, okay?
You got it, Skip. Thanks a bunch.
All right, signature events on the PGA Tour this week with the Wells Fargo. Let's head to Charlotte and get you warmed up with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tita Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Quail Hollow, the site of this week's event. Xander Schauffele, minus 11, is your leader by four at the midway point. After going 64-67, Schauffele says he's made the most of his first 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I'm plotting from tee to green really well. So my putter doesn't feel bad. I just, you know, with the resurfacing of the greens, it's hard to get it close on some holes, and it's not like the property gives you a whole lot. You know, today I only can think of the drive of the par four and didn't hit a great drive there. It was just tough with the wind off the left and, you know, made a mess of the par five with that pitch there being like 15 feet short. That's sort of like the one shot, you know, I'd like to have back and made that chip on 18 too. But other than that, you know, if I can go through a day and only nitpick a few shots, you're doing something right.
Four back of Schauffele, tied for second, is Rory McIlroy, who says hitting fairways has been a challenge so far and knows he'll need to improve on the weekend.
I probably only hit the same amount of fairways yesterday, but strokes gained off the tee was actually pretty high. So, yeah, it's hard when, you know, the fairways here are angled quite a bit and there's a lot of dog legs. So, you know, with the distance that I'm hitting it, it's, you know, it's hard to fit it into to some of the places I'm trying to hit it into. So I don't mind if I miss a few fairways, as long as I miss the fairways in the right spots or on the right side, so I have an angle into the greens. And, you know, I just got to, you know, try to keep being aggressive. But I hit, you know, I hit a good tee shot up the last hole there on nine, you know, good 3-wood on eight. So I made a good couple of swings coming in.
Also four back and tied for second is Westerville resident Jason Day, 68-67. The first 2 days for Day, who says positioning yourself around Quail Hollow is key.
I think overall, just managing the, you know, the game pretty well around a golf course where it's tough. If you can kind of position yourself in the correct, because the rough isn't high this week, so it's relatively easy chipping out of the rough and on the fairways, but you leave yourself kind of coming up the hill or not even short-sighting yourself sometimes is crucial around this place.
Again, all chasing Xander Schauffele heading into the weekend. Schauffele is your leader by four. Elsewhere this week, another PGA Tour event going on at Myrtle Beach. Chris Goddard is at minus 12. He's your leader there by one. Major on the Champions Tour this week with the tradition down in Birmingham. Steve Stricker, minus 12. He leads there by one. LPGA is in New Jersey. Madeline Sagstrom and Rose Zhang share the lead at minus 13, four ahead of Nelly Korda, who's going for her sixth win in a row. Korda is at minus 9. World Tour and Korn Ferry Tours are both off this week. Your leaderboards were brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Coming up, Rory McIlroy, who we just heard from, was denied a spot to re-enter the players' board this week, notably by Patrick Cantlay. Does any of this ill will stem from last year's Ryder Cup? We will ask SI.com's Gary Van Sickle that next, as Tee to Green, presented by X Golf, continues here on The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
You mama say you ugly, hey!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, it's better than a free bowl of soup. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. We are presented by X Golf. Come experience the most advanced and accurate golf simulators in the world at a fun venue with great food, excellent service, and a full bar on a rainy morning. No place better than X Golf. You can still get it in. X Golf Columbus in Grandview, X Golf Powell. Visit their website, playxgolf.com, to book your tee time today. And X Golf highlights our weekly golf prize pack. We have a $50 e-card for you to go play at X Golf. We have balls from our friends at Titleist. Golf out at the Virtues. We'll be there in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. More fan goodies in there for you this week as well. It's very simple to enter. Send me a tweet by 11 a.m. at Skip Mossick, or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter /TheX there. Do it by 11. Give me your winner at this week's event down at Quail Hollow. We'll do a drawing of all those who picked the winner correctly. Just one entry per person. If we draw your name, this great prize pack will be yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
Joined for a few minutes now by our old friend, longtime golf writer, now with SI.com, Gary Van Sickle. And Gary's signature event this week down in Charlotte. We're still kind of learning how these things are going to be embraced. Of the ones we've had so far, what have you liked? And I guess, what haven't you liked?
Well, let's start with what I don't like, since my nickname is Van Sinical. I don't like, there's no sense of urgency. You know, when you don't have a full field and there's no cut, it just doesn't feel like a tournament like every other event does. These guys are there. I mean, it feels a lot like live golf. It feels like an exhibition. We went through this with the World Golf Championships, where they played four rounds and guys are playing badly and they're in 50th place. They're just putting in their four rounds. So I don't like that. I don't like that there's sponsor exemptions and they keep going to guys like Webb Simpson and Adam Scott, who conveniently happen to be on the PGA Tour player board. That is not a good look. Whether you agree if they should have exemptions for these limited field events or not, but that bothers me. Now, the positive is, look, the tour is trying to legislate name winners. And the way to do that is to limit the field to the top players. So no matter who wins, theoretically, it's somebody people have heard of, but it still doesn't work out that way. So it really, a tournament all boils down to, do you have an exciting finish or not? I'm a golf fan. If I've got JT Poston and Tom Kim in a playoff, I think that's exciting. A lot of casual fans, they don't know who those guys are. They don't think that's exciting. So there's a line drawn in the sand between casual fans and, you know, serious golf fans, I guess. And these expanded limited field events are more for casual fans, I think. But, you know, it's driven by TV and driven by streaming, driven by ratings. So I can't blame them for that. But we're inching perilously closer to what Greg Norman wanted in the 90s, which was a small field world tour. So I don't like that at all.
Well, Gary, you mentioned the casual fan. I mean, can professional golf continue down its current path with, you know, some of the troubling television numbers we've seen so far this season, which, oh, by the way, included the Masters?
Well, the problem is all TV is losing viewers. People are streaming. You know, cable TV is dead. Even people at my local cable affiliate acknowledged that. I was talking to them about, you know, turning in my cable to get streaming. Like, yeah, everyone's doing that. And this, we can't even provide cable boxes anymore. So if yours breaks, you know, then you'll go to streaming. So I those numbers don't trouble me. It's the fact that, you know, these other events that are not the signature events, you're eating your young. You've created these special events with a bigger purse, smaller field, all the names. What about the other tournaments? They're guaranteed to not probably have anybody in the top 60 in the world rankings. Well, that's where you're having some lesser names win. You're having smaller viewers, smaller ratings. You know, it's like when Coke came out with Diet Coke. Well, they had to make room on the shelf for the Diet Coke, so they took some of the Coke off the shelf. You're eating your own, you know, you're eating your own products. So I think the PGA Tour is going down the wrong path, because the tables have been turned, and the top players like Rory and Tiger and, you know, all the other guys who are on top, they now have the leverage. They're now calling the shots and the direction for the tour. And what they want is more money and play less. And that's not what the guy who's 100th on the money list wants. He wants more opportunities, but he's getting shut out of the best events. So the tour used to be run for the rank and file, and now it's being run for the superstars who already have more money than they can spend. And, you know, that also bothers me.
Gary Van Sickle, our guest this morning, Tee to Green here on The Fan. And you brought up Rory. There was resistance this past week from players in regards to McIlroy stepping back into his role on the players board. I mean, Rory, like others, is frustrated with the lack of progress for anything unifying somehow with the LIV guys back under the same umbrella. But it was interesting seeing who may have had the biggest problems with McIlroy, notably Patrick Cantlay. I mean, does any of this or could any of this even stem back to the stuff we saw at the Ryder Cup?
Well, that's a good question. I think a lot of the problem with Rory is he stepped away from the board. Okay, that's fine. Well, Webb Simpson, who's on the board, said, well, I'll vacate my seat if you give it to Rory. Well, that would be like Kamala Harris saying, well, I'll give up the vice presidency only if you give it to, you know, Serena Williams. You have to have an election to win that seat. So if Rory wants to be on the board, if Webb Simpson wants to vacate his seat, fine. But then you have to have an election to elect Rory, and maybe he would get elected. Probably would. But we don't know. That's not how you run an organization. And there's a lot of decisions being made. Tiger is now on that board that's going to negotiate. He's the only player on the five-person board who's negotiating with the Saudi Public Investment Fund. But who decided that? We don't. It wasn't a vote. Now, it's hard to run. You have an organization of the PGA Tour players. They have different agendas. The top players, they want more money. They want guaranteed, you know, they just want it all. The bottom players want opportunities, and they want a fair chance to get into these things. So it's hard to run an organization when you have different groups that have different goals. And, you know, you can't run it like a democracy. You have to elect some people to a board, and they do what hopefully they think is the right thing. And you see this in any organization when there's more than one goal at opposite ends, I guess you would say. So I don't know. It's confusing, but look, there's room in golf for two organizations. I feel like LIV keep doing their thing. And, you know, I don't see them gaining any traction. Maybe they're going to cherry pick away a few more tour players, but have we missed any of those guys from LIV? You keep playing tournaments. Somebody keeps winning PGA Tour events. They're becoming stars. I don't think that's a problem for me. Do I miss John Rahm? Well, I'd like to watch him golf, but if I'm really that crazy about it, I can watch LIV. So really, now we've got more golf to watch thanks to LIV. I think from a fan standpoint, it's still kind of a win.
Well, Gary, the year's second major is next week with the PGA Championship at Valhalla. We have seen some memorable events there in the past. Are you a fan of the venue down there in Louisville? And if so, what do you like about it?
Well, it's given us some crazy finishes for whatever reason. You had Mark Brooks and Kenny Perry in 96, and Kenny Perry sat in the TV tower with Kenny Venturi and Jim Nance until, oh, yeah, I guess I'll go in the playoff now, which he lost to Mark Brooks. No one's suggesting that maybe that led to that, but you wonder. He was up there for like half an hour.
I know.
And in 2000, you had Tiger hitting the mystery drive that looked like it was in trouble and then wound up in a pretty good spot. And there's conspiracy theorists who think something happened there. You had a Ryder Cup where Azinger totally outcoached Nick Faldo, who clearly had a better team, and that was a nice win. And you had the crazy thing at night where they made Mickelson and I forget who he was with, but Fowler, Rory, and Phil all had a chance to win. They waved these guys up in the dark because they're finishing late, because they refused to tee off earlier, even though they knew the weather was going to be bad. So something crazy's happened there every time we played, or something memorable. Tiger and Bob May was maybe one of the best tournaments ever. So it's produced a lot of excitement. I don't know if that's because of the course or that's just circumstantial. I'm not a fan of the 18th hole. I never got over Dennis Paulson when he first saw it back in 96 going, this green looks like a giant toilet seat because it's, you know, a horseshoe shape. You know, once somebody says that and you look at it, you go, He's right. You can't unsee it. I know it's a Jack Nicklaus course that he got this great piece of natural land and then he built a sculpture on it and kind of makes it look unnatural, but it's in a fantastic setting. You know, everybody has their favorite architects. I feel like Jack overdoes it a little bit. I wish he was a little bit more of a naturalist, but you know, if people didn't like him, he wouldn't have built but about 400 golf courses. So
right.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the golf course. Dennis Paulson kind of ruined it for me, to be honest. And the other holes, there's some cool holes. I'm not gonna kid you, but it seems like some power players have done better there than any other style. So that's what I'm looking for. Look, Brooks Koepka, every time he's won a major, he won the same major the next year. So he won the PGA last year. So I don't know. Is it a trend? Can he do it again? I'm kind of thinking he won two Opens. He won in a row. He won two PGAs in a row, and he won last year's PGA. Doesn't that say he's going to win this one? I don't know. But, you know, place your bets wisely is what I'm saying.
SI.com's Gary Van Sickle. Gary, we always appreciate your time. We look forward to reading your stuff from Louisville next week, okay?
Thanks a lot, Skip.
All right, coming up, no matter how good last weekend may have been for you, nothing compares to the golf experience our Tim Hall had. Tim will jump on and rub all of our golf lovers' nose in it next as Tee to Green, presented by X Golf, continues here on The Fan.
Want to know anything about The Fan's contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Now that we're done washing our balls, it's time to tee it back up. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. We are presented by X Golf Columbus in Grandview and X Golf up in Powell, where you can play around on one of 50 courses, take a lesson from a PGA pro, hit the driving range, join a league, or just sip on a cold one on their outdoor patio. Visit playxgolf.com to book your tee time today. X Golf highlights our weekly golf prize pack. We have a $50 e-card for you to go play at X Golf. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Golf out at the Virtues. Looking forward to being out there in a couple of weeks. More Fan goodies as well. Very simple to enter. Send me a tweet by 11 a.m. at Skip Mossick, or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter or the X there. Do it by 11 a.m. Give me your winner for this week's event down at Quail Hollow. We'll do a drawing of all those who picked the winner correctly. Just one entry per person. If we draw your name, this great prize package will be yours.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
Well, we teased you about this last segment. No matter how good last weekend may have been for you, nothing compares to the one that our Tim Hall had. And Timmy joins us right now. Go ahead and set it up. How did last weekend even come about for you?
This was the best part, maybe the best part, when people love you this much, right? So it's Christmas morning. It's December 25th, 2023. And I'm bracing for some kind of big gift. I have no idea, because the wife and I, like a lot of couples, you have joint checking accounts. So I was able to see, like, somewhere in August or September, October, a sizable chunk of change was paid off. You know, her credit card bill got paid off and I saw that. I'm like, hey, what's that? And she's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, okay. All right. And then I started to find out that I was going to have really one present for Christmas. And it turns out that it was sort of a Christmas present slash 40th birthday gift. So pretty big. And what she did for me, Skip, is she ordered this puzzle. She actually took a photo from the golf course and ordered a puzzle on Amazon or Snapfish or something. And she had me putting it together. And she also set up like five different envelopes with clues of what it was going to be. And I knew it was some kind of golf deal. And then certainly when you start putting the puzzle together, you know it's golf, but I didn't know what places she selected.
Right.
And after a while, I realized that it's a dream trip, that she has put together a little golf vacation package to Pebble Beach for me.
It's amazing.
And she did a great job. She actually went through a golf travel agent. These guys exist out there. They're very helpful. And this guy had all these recommendations and tips for her to help, you know, plan out the trip. And she sent me out there alone. So it was the trip of solitude. Every time I played golf, though, there were four people in the group. You're playing courses like that, they'll set you up. So, Skip, I got to play Spyglass Hill on Saturday and a little bit of rain at the beginning of that round, but it was still tremendous. And then I played Pebble Beach, the big boy, on Sunday morning at a 9:20 tee time, and it could not have been a more perfect day, and the Pacific was as blue as your eyes, baby, even though your eyes aren't blue.
My wife gives me the stink eye when I want to go just play golf with you on the weekend. Your wife's sending you to Pebble. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I'll still get that. Don't worry. I believe this trip was given to me, so that pays off like 5 years, or that's I get to be snipped at for the next 5 years or maybe a decade. Whenever I go, what do you need to play golf for, right? You just played Pebble Beach. Well, I still have the itch to play every week, right?
Which one did you play first, Timmy? Spyglass?
Spyglass. Yep.
What was your thoughts on both courses?
Tremendous. Both of them were tremendous. When I played Spyglass, it was my kind of weather, too. It was pouring earlier in the day, but by the time I got up there, practice, hit some balls, it was just a drizzle. So they did get me for one of those super expensive raincoats because I was in between golf rain gear and I planned on buying the jacket at least if I needed to. And so I did. So it's got the Spyglass Hill logo on it. And as soon as you hit that tee shot on one at Spyglass Hill, you sweep down a par five, big hill that goes down, and then it doglegs left. And right when you get to that dogleg, pow, you can see the Pacific. And that course isn't right on the ocean like Pebble is, but you get some tremendous, I guess what they call corridor views of the Pacific. And so one green, then two, then three is this beautiful little par three that goes out towards the ocean. It immediately was the best course that I ever played. It was such a cool track, but it was only my favorite course for about 14 hours, Skip. and then
take us to Pebble, Timmy.
And then you play Pebble and all those, you know, golfer hot takes that were out there. Cause I'd been hearing them too. Like I'd been watching some YouTubers like, oh boy. You know, I'm really curious to see if Spyglass is better than Pebble. Like a lot of people are saying, I don't know what the hell those people are talking about. I really don't. And Spyglass was tremendous, but it ain't holding Pebble Beach's jock. Let me tell you that. I mean, Pebble is just, I've got like the yips. Just, I can't even breathe when I'm making that first trip down one, right? And by the time you get to that fourth hole, it's just every, don't go right, don't go right. The ocean and the bay is on your right side the whole time. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then when you come back to 17, Tom Watson's famous chipping hole, or Jack Nicklaus's one iron hole. And then 18, where I did give the Pacific Ocean a ball on my third shot, too, before it was done, after topping a 3-wood after a great drive. But, hey, it's how it goes.
Timmy Hall, again, spent last weekend out at Pebble Beach. Just an average weekend for anybody out there. Our guest, Tita Green, here on The Fan. All right, Timmy, you're a good player. Most memorable shot that you hit either at Spyglass or Pebble?
Well, I birdied one at Spyglass.
Good way to start the weekend. Yeah.
And I didn't have any more birdies in the next 35 holes of golf. The entire hole, number one, and seven was a disaster for me on Pebble. I doubled it. I left one in the trap. I basically doubled the signature holes, 7, 17, and 18. But the first par three on the front nine at Pebble, where I think Jack redesigned that in the late 90s. So that's 5 right before 6, which is a cool ravine hole. I just hit a beautiful 9-iron on that par 3. Just beautiful. I thought it was going to be within 5 feet. It wound up being like 15, 16 feet, and I didn't make the birdie, but it just felt great. Just a great shot that I hit.
Did your caddy take you to a couple of memorable moments? You know, Jordan Spieth near the cliff, or, you know, Jack Lemmon with the human chain or whatever. He's trying to hit
Was there a story with Jack Lemmon and Clint Eastwood?
Yes,
is that what it was?
Yes.
He was holding Clint Eastwood's belt?
Holding their belts.
so he could swing away. I didn't even need him to show me the Spieth spot. Like, I knew exactly where that was. That was burned into my mind, that a man would risk his life just to hit an iron, right? Like, a guy as rich as Jordan Spieth and a guy as good as golf. But I knew that. But a couple of the caddy's great stories. He was actually wearing a blue CBS Sports hat. And I had already gone in there wanting some Jim Nantz stories, being, you know, a fan of broadcasting that I am.
Did he show you his house?
He did show me his house. His house is not, you know, as close to the course as some of the other like $30 to $40 million mansions that are right there. But the hat that he was wearing was actually personally given to him by Jim Nantz. So he caddied for him, said he was great. He had commented that he thought the hat was cool and Jim was going to go to his car and get him a hat of the same kind. Didn't have any extras, so he gave him the exact sweat-ridden hat from playing the round. So that was cool. Jim Nance gave him the hat. I saw his house. It was tremendous, Skip.
These are the things I want to know. And I asked Neil Shipley this a couple of weeks ago, actually a couple months ago before he went to the Masters, because he talked about playing at Augusta and asked him what the caddy fee was at Augusta National. What's the caddy fee run out there at Pebble Beach?
I'll give you all of it because I actually didn't know because this was prepaid because it was a gift from the wife. I mean, I could have looked it up at any time, but I stayed away from that. But when you're in the pro shop and you're just hanging out, and that's the other thing too, the pro shop, once you're there, it's just like another golf course. I mean, it's nice. It's really nice. And the players' lounge is cool. They actually had lockers for all of the champs. But when you're in the pro shop, it's just a smallish room and two people checking in golfers like any other course in America. But I'm seeing that price tag, bling, 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 go up for people that hadn't paid. $625 for the greens fees. Mm-hmm. That's the price to play,
now,
if you're wondering.
Is that if you stay at the hotel? Or is that
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know. I think that just might be the price.
Okay.
And maybe you get a discount if you're staying on the lodge, in the lodge or one of their, you know, four or five properties. $625 was the price. Caddy fee, $150.
All right.
And then minimum of a $50 gratuity to your caddy after it's done. I went higher than that. I don't know when the heck I'm ever going to play again. And I wanted him to have a good impression.
Not that you would, but did they have golf carts out there? Or was it strictly walking?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, the one of the gentlemen that I played with that was the stick of the group, he was like the Anthony Rothman of the group. You give him 20 more years. This guy was in his mid-upper 60s. And we were giving him not a hard time, but a good time because he was such a good player. We kept commenting on it.
Do they have paths there? Or is it?
They have paths.
Do they really?
There's a cart path through the whole thing, and you cannot ever take a tire off the path.
Wow.
So it's a little inconvenient, if you ask me. But the older guy, who's a Northern Ohio dude, he rode with his wife. The two other gentlemen that were from Southern California, they both had significant others that were walking along for the ride. One was riding, one was walking. And I walked it with the caddy. I was the only one that had a solo caddy. The other guys, the twosome had a four caddy.
Tim, you're the envy of everybody in the building as far as, oh, by the way, I spent last weekend playing golf out of Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Timmy, thanks for the stories.
Yeah, you're welcome, Skip.
All right. Coming up this past week, Victor Hovland, defending Memorial Tournament champion, spent some time with some of us virtually out at Muirfield Village. We'll hear a little of that next as Tee to Green, presented by X Golf, continues here on The Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Buttery cuts and making putts. Sometimes you're listening to Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. We are presented by X Golf, two area locations, X Golf Columbus in Grandview and X Golf Powell. Visit playxgolf.com to book your tee time today. Well, earlier this week, defending Memorial Tournament champion Victor Hovland met virtually with some of us at Muirfield Village. And of the many things Hovland spoke of, he says there were even more memories he had from last year here besides his first victory on American soil.
I don't know. Not so much the golf stuff. Obviously, it was a big win, but it was a fun week. I drove around and saw Serpent Mound and checked out where they shot Shawshank Redemption and a couple of the movie trails were in there. So it was just like it was a very eventful week, and then obviously just played awesome. And that back nine stretch was really cool, and to get my first win on U.S. soil, that was pretty sweet.
You know, Jack changed the 16th hole. Was there anything that you saw that was a problem with that hole?
I think generally, like, it's a super pretty hole, and I think it definitely succeeds in getting guys nervous over that shot. Like, you want drama, you want a good finish for that championship, and I think he's definitely succeeded with that. I just think for how hard it is, and especially that back tee that he had back there, like, it's too long and there's too little surface area to land it on the green. Like, you should be, if you hit a good shot, you should be rewarded, and that wasn't necessarily the case always. And I think Jack even said so in one of the days when he was commenting in the booth for that front pin where they had his almost all the way back. Like, everyone is just kind of laying up in the right bunker trying to make up and down from there. And that's not necessarily what you guys want to see. You know, you want guys to go for and make birdie or hit in the water and make double bogey. But when it gets that severe, guys are just going to probably bail out and kind of take their par or bogey and move on. And I think there's more potential to make that like an unbelievable hole. It doesn't have to be like too severe or too penalizing.
Victor Hovland will look to defend his title at the Memorial again 4 weeks from now at Jack's Place. We'll tell you a lot more about this year's tournament next week when we broadcast live from Muirfield Village. Again, we have until 11 a.m. and for you to get me your winner at this week's event down at Quail Hollow. We'll do a drawing of all those who picked the winner correctly. And again, good luck. You have a chance to win some golf out at X Golf. We have golf up at the Virtue, some balls from our friends at Titleist, and more. Busy day ahead here on the Fan. Shuffled lineup beginning this week. Fan Sports Saturday is next with Reeser and Tybus. For Jacob Reimer, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy the golf this weekend. Coverage begins at 3 this afternoon on our sister station, 10TV. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and we will talk to you again next Saturday morning for another edition of Tee to Green, presented by X Golf. Right here on the Fan.
You know I'll be in church next Sunday to save me from the double bogey blues.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.